Time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for more on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on the arts. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll pause while you finish your yawn.
Good morning. You know, I've been sitting here for like 15 minutes. I got here kind of early. I've been doing work, carrying on the conversation.
Yeah.
And then as we go on air, the yawning starts. So I stayed up to watch the heels. That's my problem.
Yeah. Should have watched the Golden Globes instead.
But I just cannot stay up late on a school night anymore.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. So I pre-gamed, but not like I used to, right? When you're young, pre-gaming means, you know, having a couple drinks before you go to the bar or the event to watch a game. I pre-gamed because I realized the game was on at 9, so I took a nap. From like 7:30 till 8:15.
And then midnight rolls around and you can't get to sleep.
That's my pre-gaming these days. Is for a late game, I take an evening nap and then I try and watch the game, and I'm still yawning at 8:30 the next morning.
That is the oldest thing I've ever heard you say.
Hashtag old.
Well, that's okay. You're getting back to young with the Twitter hashtags. That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So we're into the new year. What's going on at the library?
All the good things. You know, we had a nice break. We've been busy. We are getting back into the swing of our programs. We just had a great one last night that we'll talk about. You know, everything's coming up library.
Awesome.
That's all I've got to say.
So the event last night was the Crooks Corner Book Prize, which is an annual event recognizing, is it a debut author with a novel set in the South, right?
You got it.
Yep.
Well done.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a really, so first of all, it's a really cool book prize, right? To have this literary book prize that's sort of modeled on those book prizes in Paris that are centered at a cafe, right?
Yep.
Part of the cafe culture. So the Crooks Corner Book Prize is for the best debut author whose book is set in the South. It's been around for, a number of years now. I don't know if
five
we've hit
years
10.
Or,
no, yeah, five. I think we did the 5 year a couple years ago. So we're somewhere between 5 and 10. And really since year one, the library has been a partner in it. So having really, we've done various things over the years, but where we've landed is when the award is announced, usually the day of or the day after, we have a program with the winner. And so this year, like last year, it was virtual. So this year's winner is Shadows of Pecan Hollow, or as we said, it could be Pecan Hollow.
Yeah.
It's a really good book.
With many names.
By Carolyn Frost. And so last night we did a virtual program. And the really cool thing is that the judge this year, so there's a long list and then a short list, and then there's a judge who selects from the short list, which is usually 3 to 5 novels. And this year's judge was Ben Fountain, who wrote Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk Home, which was a big, big book when it came out. and he was born in Chapel Hill.
Oh, nice.
That was a very cool
That's
thing,
awesome.
Which I did not realize that about him. So, nice program last night. And, excited to partner with them again.
Sounds good. Speaking with Susan Brown, again, talking books. And we're talking today about the Crooks Corner Book Prize, which is given to a debut novelist with a novel set in the American South. So with that in mind, as we recommend books, books set in and around and about the Southern U.S., right?
Yes.
All right.
Indeed.
Yes.
Who's going first?
I can if you want.
Either way.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay.
I've actually got the first one that popped into my head. I was excited about when I looked it up, and I was like, oh, okay, great. This was a debut. This was a novel set in the American South. I thought it was a debut novel, and it was. And the author, I did not know this, is a UNC grad as well. Olive Ann Burns' Cold Sassy Tree.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
that
book,
right?
That
was a debut novel?
That was her only novel, actually. Because then she wrote a sequel, but she passed away before she finished it, so the sequel was kind of released unfinished. But that was her debut novel back in 1984.
Wow.
About a town called Cold Sassy in Georgia, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
Kind of the town's hanging on to its agrarian roots while circumstances are driving it forward into the new modern age, and this family and this kid are kind of caught in the middle, and yeah. Family drama. It's super fun.
It's so funny because I have like I can see the cover of that paperback
with
book,
that like
right?
kind of half cursive writing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a book that for a good 15, 20 years probably, whether you rented a house at the beach or a house at the mountains, there was a copy of that
there.
Book.
Yes. Yeah.
Right
yeah,
next
yeah.
To like Cider House Rules.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great book. I read it in, I can't remember what class I was in. I think it was like high school. We got it assigned to us. And yeah, good book.
Yeah. Right on. So the book that I want to mention is a book. So actually, every couple years I do this, I am a reader for the prize. So how the process works is they recruit readers. Mm-hmm. And then they solicit submissions. And then people have to read it. And they have like, I think each book is read like by two or three readers, and you score it and you make comments.
Right.
And then that's how you go from the long list to the short list. And every couple of years, I volunteer to be a reader. And then they're like, Susan Brown is the worst reader ever. I'm always late to pick up my books. I'm always late to turn in my score sheet. So
only give high scores to horror novels that are also comedies.
Well, here you go. Uh-huh, so last uh-huh. year I was a reader.
I see you.
And exactly. I feel seen. last year I was a reader, and the book that I read was called A Flicker in the Dark.
Uh-huh.
And so I forget if this made the long list, but I love this book. It's by an author named Stacy Willingham, and it is dark. So the premise of the book is one of these sort of crime thrillers where the main character, as a young girl, she had this terrible thing happen. And that terrible thing was her father was convicted of being a serial killer. So years later, she's gotten on with her life. She's worked through this trauma. She's about to get married. She herself is a psychiatrist. And in the town where she's living, young girls start turning up dead again. So it both reopens that trauma, but also it's like, well, wait a minute, did things actually happen in my youth as I thought they did?
Right, right.
So it's set in Louisiana, really, really good first novel, and it was a huge hit. It's since been optioned for a movie. By Emma Stone. It's been like, you know, reprinted in all of these languages. And so the author, Stacy Willingham, her second book is just out, I think this week, called All the Dangerous Things, which is again a dark thriller set in the South. So if you liked Flynn. I was going to say Gillian Welch, and I was like, no.
Different Gillian.
Gillian Flynn or Karen Slaughter, and you've read all of those, Stacy Willingham is a good choice for
you. I like it. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. Is there information about the book prize up on the library's website, too? There should be.
Sure.
Or a link. Yeah.
I think if you go to the Crooks Corner site, you'll find
Crooks Corner site. Yeah, go there. Awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.